Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
Now it's time for intellectual property news.
This is a doozy. I'm going to let you explain it. It's trademark confusion at its finest.
It's two behemoths. It's Columbia versus Columbia, not the country, but Columbia, the university, versus Columbia, the outerwear company. Columbia, the outerwear company, filed a lawsuit against Columbia, the university, because Columbia University did not live up to the terms of a contract. Their contract required that Columbia University put logo or other identifying information on any merchandise that it sold with the Columbia name on it, right?
Sportswear merchandise, right? Was it any merchandise or sportswear?
Any apparel.
Any apparel, okay.
Right. And so, of course, Columbia Sportswear has been in the apparel business for a long, long time. Since 1938, and Columbia University, of course, has been around even longer, even since 1754,
right? Wow.
But I guess they weren't selling t-shirts back in 1754, and that's where they lost out. So they got on the bandwagon with other universities and started selling sportswear a little too late, and it looks like Columbia outsold them.
So it sounds like Columbia Sportswear makes its own line, and Columbia University makes its own line, and Columbia Sportswear didn't want some, maybe they weren't up to the same standards, some shoddily made product that Columbia University had made, confused with the good stuff that they make, although I imagine Columbia University stuff is good too, but I mean, this is such a
weird controversy.
It's a very strange, but they had a contract, right? They had a license.
And Columbia University is allegedly not following it. What was so interesting, we were talking about this. Elizabeth is from the Pacific Northwest, and she had barely heard of Columbia University until she came out here, but she was very aware of Columbia
Sportswear.
Sportswear. Yeah. And I grew up in the Midwest around Chicago. And I, of course, knew of Columbia University, but never really heard of Columbia Sportswear. So it's kind of funny how different parts of the country have, different levels of familiarity with these brands. But in any case, we'd like to turn this over to our panel, find out, what do you think about this? Who do you empathize with most? Columbia Sportswear, a contract holder, or Columbia University? So let's go to Pavitra Anacru. Welcome to the show again. Give us your thoughts on this controversy.
Well, I side with Columbia, the apparel maker. I empathize with them because they are the real brand. And Columbia University is a university, and they should make it clear that it's a university logo, university brand. If they are using the Columbia apparels, they shouldn't be confusing people.
I agree.
I think that's 100%.
Pretty sensible approach. Thank you very much.
Very logical.
Stan Lucian, what are your thoughts?
I think I would side with the university, but I also agree that they should have been more transparent that whatever products, or even if it's sportswear, whatever the case may be, they need to be more transparent that this is, for the university and all of that, to avoid exactly what's going on right now.
Yeah, even as an intellectual property lawyer, I know that the university should be following the contract, but there's still part of me that says, you've been there a long time, right? And you have a certain amount of fame, and lots of times fame can influence the scope of your intellectual property protection. But they signed an agreement with Columbia University. Mike, what do you think?
Well, it just seems like Columbia University can't do anything right lately, but...
Right now.
I would say that in this particular case, Columbia has been using the mark you know, if you will, of Columbia for hundreds of years before this apparel company came around. And I don't know the details of what agreement was signed. The contract should obviously govern. But if it was just, if there were no contract, then certainly the university should have every right to print T-shirts with its brand on it. It sounds like the apparel maker is being a bit predatorial and using intellectual property as an opportunity to ratchet some cash out of the university.
Yeah, that probably makes sense. In the grand scheme of things, how much difference does it make, right? But
right.
Anyway, thanks for your comments. And to our audience or our panel, if you have an idea or invention that you want to protect, contact us at Gearhart Law. We work with entrepreneurs worldwide to help them through the entire process of obtaining patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Also, you can visit learnmoreaboutpatents.com or learnmoreaboutrademarks.com or a free consultation. You can just download your free entrepreneur's quick guides to patents or trademarks and schedule a time with a Gearhart Law attorney.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.